The NCCE has cautioned those who were engaged in double registration during the biometric registration exercise not to take the amnesty of the EC for granted. A member of the commission in charge of Northern Sector, Augustus Ziniku, threw the challenge when he addressed a forum on peaceful elections organized by the commission at Nadoli in the Upper West Region. Our correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has sent this report.
The forum was attended by representatives of political parties, the fiscally challenged, members of unit committees, traditional rulers, and representatives of churches. The forum formed focus groups which discussed topics including the biometric registration and verification, as well as challenges faced by women and the fiscally challenged. The purpose of the forum was to deepen the understanding of the electorate on the need to ensure free, fair, and transparent elections. The member of the commission in charge of the Northern Sector, Mr. Jikunu, said there is no need for anybody to pick a quarrel with a colleague or even die because of elections. He said if anyone abides by the rules and regulations of the exercise, it will end peacefully.
If you look at the last election, the margin between the winner and the second person, if 20,000 people are going to do double registration or multiple registration, I don't think it's good for us. We want to have a fair reflection of what we want. Even if we don't get all, let's have something very close to what we are looking for. And I think that those who have registered more than once and they intend going to vote more than once, I think it's better they stop it. Because they are going to send all these names to the police station, even though they are not going to arrest them. And if we are going to vote twice, they'll definitely arrest you, because at the moment they say they won't listen to you because they want to give you amnesty. But if you attempt to vote twice, the law will deal with you.
NCCE Commissioner in charge of the Northern Sector, Augustine Ziniku, ending that report by Swala Abdul Wahab.